Coast 93.1. Fun fact, if you know someone who drives a Tesla, first of all, hey, you have a rich friend. Cool. Number two, apparently there's a command that'll make it open the charging port in the back of the Tesla. There's a hidden voice command. If you just say open bunghole, it will open the charging port. So if you know someone with a Tesla, okay, if you're listening right now, and I'm saying this on the radio because I don't know anyone who drives a Tesla. I may know one person.
What?
I may know one person.
What's his name?
I'm not telling you.
What's his address?
I may know one person. I think he drives a Tesla, but I'm not even positive. But I'm 100% sending him a text that's like, you need to try this. Okay, so if you have I see him around.
What?
Yeah, around Maine. You don't see Teslas?
There's a bunch of them now.
There are a lot of them now, yeah.
Yeah, there really are.
They have a version that's not a bajillion dollars. It's right. Just half a bajillion dollars.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, like they're like they started like 70,000.
Does it say Tesla on the back?
It says
the little T on the front, you know.
Oh, a T on the front.
And, you know, to be honest, they're not even that nice looking of cars.
I agree.
You know, there's a lot of hype, and I have been in one because my friend in Texas had one, and he got one early on.
They fly.
Oh, yeah.
0 to 60 in like a split second.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He used to plug it in. He was living in he was between houses. He's done very well, obviously. Had a Tesla.
Yeah.
But he's done very well, and he was between houses. He had built a house, loved it, sold it, and was building another house, and was living in an apartment complex, and would plug the Tesla in the garage, like in just like what was probably for like vacuums and stuff. Just so I imagine their electric bill at this place was like, they were like, God, why are we spending so much on the parking garage electricity? But anyway, yeah. So if you have a friend who has a Tesla, you know somebody,
open
say.
Bunghole.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Did we get that, by the way? Did we get that? I'm going to need that one.
Glad it was you, not me.
That one. So there's a lot of news today. We have these weird days where there's no news one day. It feels like there's nothing new going on. And then there's just a ton of news the next day. I mean, first of all, there's a shooting in Minneapolis, police shooting. And the officer.
That happened like around the corner from.
A couple miles.
Around the corner. Yeah, like not far from where the case is going on.
Yeah, the George Floyd trial. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, protests there. They canceled all the sporting events, and the protests are, you know, exploding there. And I wouldn't be surprised spread to other cities. And then there's the Johnson & Johnson vaccine news that just came out a little while ago that the FDA, I think it is encouraging a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of a few recipients who had blood clots, and it's really sort of a dance here to get the information out, but to not overhype it,
right?
Because it was only six women who had gotten the vaccine out of millions at this point, right? Millions of people have gotten the vaccine, or the Johnson & Johnson, but it was the same problem that the AstraZeneca had in Europe, and they paused that one because it was. They had some recipients who got blood clots. Is it caused by the vaccine or is it just a coincidence? It's
interesting. It's just women too so far.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't know. But they said out of an abundance of caution, they are encouraging a pause so they can research. But I imagine if you're signed up right now to get a vaccine, you're so excited to get the vaccine and you're getting the Johnson & Johnson. So that means you only get one shot. And now what?
Yeah.
You know, is the place still going to 7-9 Coast? Is anyone listening getting one of those today or tomorrow or this week and you're scheduled and you know which one you're getting? Have they reached out to you or?
Yeah, Jay's not going to the casino anymore.
Yeah, he had the because the casino bus was parked there. Not the casino bus. It's the mobile thing. We have to explain it because Jay was going to get his vaccine. Vaccination unit. It was at the casino.
Right.
So he had an appointment for today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
and then it was going to be the Johnson & Johnson.
And they're only administering J&J vaccines?
Yes.
Is that correct?
But he was going to get the J&J tomorrow at the shop.
Maybe the mobile vaccination, because I know the Johnson & Johnson doesn't have the same cooling requirements that the other ones do.
That makes sense.
So, yeah.
Man.
I know. It really throws a whole wrinkle into all this. 7-9 Coast, anyone who's like, I don't know what to do. I have an appointment today. Do I go? 7-9 Coast, I'm just curious. And then Julian Edelman's leaving. Retiring from football. Todd's got to go on TV. So
I do.
But those are, but that's the, I mean, that's, it's weird. We get these days when it feels like there's really nothing big going on. And then there are these other days where it just feels like there are all these really big news stories. I mean, to compare Edelman with, you know, a police shooting death is two completely different things. But in our New England world, you know, that if you're a sports fan, that's, it is a big story. It's one of the big stories. And the Johnson & Johnson affects so many millions of people.
Yes, it does.
It's crazy. Just crazy. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break on that note and see if there's anything else that we're missing that we should be talking about, because it feels like there's just a lot of news today.